We put the game the way we wanted. A couple of mistakes. One that's on me. The first goal, I'm DF3 there, and again, I got caught in a bad position. It was a bad bounce, but it's a mistake that we can't have, and I'm not going to sleep well on that one, obviously.
Just how did you see that third period? It looked like you guys were playing a perfect period. Just you didn't bury a couple of chances to extend the lead, and that really kind of bit you.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. We were playing the game the right way, and we got that was the period we probably got the most grade A chances, and like you said, we didn't bury them. They came back and a couple tips for them, and they get the game. But if we play that way, I think we're going to be a lot more successful than we have been this year.
How frustrating is this? Because it just seems that you guys find one way or another to kind of lose games right now.
Yeah, no, again, I thought it was, like I said, as far as putting the pucks deep when it was a 3-on-3 at the blue line, that was our best game at doing that. And our F3 was, for the most part, pretty good. But like I said, it only takes a couple of times, and it can come back and hurt you. And tonight it was on me, and I feel real bad about that one.
You talk about your goal, though. You're pretty strong effort coming off the boards, fighting off a pretty good guy.
Yeah, I like to be on the left side because I'm pretty good with one hand there on my stick. I can protect the puck pretty good, and I was able to bring it to the middle of the ice and get one there. And then, like you guys said, I thought after that, the way we had been playing really smart hockey, I thought we would definitely get 2 points. And it's one of the nights that we don't have too many this year, but it's one of them that felt like we deserved 2 points, and we didn't do it. So.
3 out of 4 games you've gone to overtime. You
just
feel like you're cursed, can't get a break?
Yeah, just we got to keep working. There's other teams in the league in the same position as us, and we have to try and dig ourselves out of it.
At the same time, you had a lot of young leaders starting to step up. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins scoring tonight, Taylor Hall getting the assist. What is their development meant to the club, and how do they factor in going forward?
Yeah, no, it's just not goal scoring. Like, you got every kind of people stepping up. I thought Clapham was pretty good, really fast and smart with the puck and making hard passes. And it's not all about goal scoring. I thought it was the smartest effort we had all year.
Do you guys take positives out of this, or are results the only thing that matter right now?
There's a little bit of both. I think at the point we're at right now, we're trying to find a consistent effort for 60 minutes, and I thought we had that tonight.
What did you guys have any indication on the rivalry that's always been existing between Edmonton and Winnipeg, getting back to the days of the original team?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's just another team in the league, and obviously playing in an atmosphere like this tonight was as close to a playoff game, I guess, as you can get during the regular season, and it was really fun.